all in the line of the demons. And so some demonic contact is with me, and I went to oppose the wish of the absolute master in my Masharanda, you may remember, in this way. Of course, I appreciate Hanuman's devotion, exclusive devotion to Ramchandra. To Ramachandra, infallible. And in every way he served Ramachandra. And still he is there in Kaladeva, taking the name of Ramachandra. And Ramachandra has passed away from this globe, but he is left here. And anyhow, painfully he's passing his days.
Bharati Maharaj.
Today I remember one lecture of our Guru Maharaj during Bhajamandal Parikrama, Paras 33. In Kushi or Sir God in Vrindavan. Paras in Sir God. We get a peculiar derivative meaning of Govardhan and its comparison to Kirtan. Govardhan. But Santa Nishtha, adherence, sincere adherence to the truth. And the Dasarasa, not only that adherence plus something, what is that? The tendency to serve. To serve, to be utilized by the interest of the Absolute, to dance in the wave of the Nirguna vibration, somewhat, dasya rasa, crossing the equilibrium stage of the lowest order, then enter into the dynamic characteristic of the divine domain, dasya rasa. Mere appreciation is not sufficient, but to be utilized by the principle of appreciation, to accept the wave and to allow one's freedom merge in that wave, to dance in harmony with the wave. Dasya rasa. The land of appreciation, the brain of appreciation, the mere passive appreciation, it is in the beginning. Then active appreciation, do something for the cause. Something for the cause. Whatever is wanted from me to become agent of that power. That is dasya rasa. Whatever is required of me, gladly I like to do that. That is dasya rasa. Hanuman was of that time devotee. Prahlad, the type of santa rasa. And Hanuman, that of dasya, does not want to know what is what so much. But whatever the order comes to him, he, with all his faith and might, he wants to goes forward to carry out that order. that Dasharat. Then Devarshi Narad, from Prahlad he went to Hanumanji. It is described that Hanuman was living in Kadadivan, somewhere in the Himalayas, located in the Himalaya side. From far off, Devarshi Narad, taking the name of Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, said, Hanuman. No sooner the name entered the ear of Hanumanji, and who has come here, approaching this site, and making me hear the name of my Lord Ramunam. He was so excited that he jumped up and found Devarshi on the sky. And he, with his both hands, he embraced Devarshi Narada. And was shedding tears profusely from the eyes. And Devarshi, you have come. I am in the desert. I am as if I am lying in the desert. No remembrance of Ramchandra. Without food, I am dragging on my body anyhow. This is the dispensation of the of Vidhata. I am passing my days anyhow in a deplorable condition. You have come, you have made me heard that my favorite and my that loving name of Ramchandra. In this way, then there was a talk between them, confidential. Narad began to praise you, Hanuman. Hanumanji, you have created a record of service to Ramachandra. The whole world after you, that Hanuman's service is unparalleled. What you have done. What you have done. Hare Krishna. Lord Hari Lord. Hanuman's service is unparalleled. A record you have created. Dashe to Hanuman. What have you not done for Ramchandra? The history is witness for your glorious service record. So you are very, very fortunate. I have come to have a look to purify my heart, purify myself. I have come to you. Hanumanji says, oh, what do you say, Devarshi? I don't think that you are normally speaking all these things. Yet, I am reckoned in the species of the beast, Hanuman, not amongst the human species. And what? Knowledge I have got and the capacity and that I will render service to Ramachandra. What did I do? Of course, by his infinite grace, he took some service from this this half animal, your Hanuman. But Prabhu has left me here, my master. Whole of Ajodhya he took with him, except this unfortunate soul. He has left me in any way, some way or other, here in this Kadadivan, and I am weeping day and night for this separation. How things were, when Ramchandra was. In his incarnation, did so much. Such a master, none would have anywhere. So deep affection, and so much generosity, and so much indifference to these worldly things, and so much love for his subjects and all creatures, one can never even imagine how profound was his heart. Fortunately, we came in touch with that great incarnation, Ramchandra, from these things. But I am unfortunate, I am left here. He has withdrawn all his real devotees along with him. They have not to tolerate the separation of his service. But I am lost. Anyhow, I hear that he has again come as Krishna and very favorable to the Pandava. Is friendly to Pandava. And the Pandava has, according to me, I think some time or other, how fortunate they are. How favorite they are to the Lord of Ramchandra, who has come again in the form of Krishna. Sometimes I think about the fortune of the Pandava, and sometimes think that I shall go to see them. I see them with these eyes, how happy they are. In this way, began to play Sakkarasa. Hanuman is the highest type of Dasharasa, and he has got his appreciation for Sakkarasa, showing that is superior to his rasa, and having some attraction for that rasa. So in this way he is proving that Sakya rasa is better than Dasya rasa. Though Hanuman won't allow himself to go to Sakya rasa, it is peculiarity, peculiar temperament, that what is his own, that seems to him to be the best. Still, in tatastha vichar, if any second he can get aloof, get away of his own relative position, then he can appreciate the higher position of Sakkarasa. But he himself won't like to have for his own case. Jajai rasai hai sarvottam. Sarvottam. He is best fitted there. But tatastha hoiya vicharidi athi tarotam. If it is possible for us to get out of that relative position, then we can have a calculation, and thereby we can understand the inferiority and superiority that exist between them. So, from hearing the appreciation of Hanuman, especially at the present time, Krishna is there and is appreciated by Hanuman about the fortune of Pandava, Narada and you have managed to get out of this argument. He went straight to see Pandava. God is unchangeable heart in the service of Dasharasa. Whenever the consideration of Dasharasa comes in, then Hanuman is represented as the ideal servant. Of course, his peculiar service is so famous that sometimes his superiority is supported by some special consideration which cannot be accommodated in the science of devotion. Garuda is considered to be the servant of Krishna. Krishna is considered to be to hold the higher position than Ramchandra in his incarnation. So Garuda must have better consideration in Dasharasa. But it is seen that Guru is defeated in the hands of Hanuman several times. Of course, once Guru got this advantage in Ramavatar, when Ram Lakhan was in the war with Ravana, Ram Lakhan, both of them, was tied down by the snakes. Then Brahma intimated to them to think about Guru. Approach of Garuda, all the snakes fled away. And Ramchandra was propitiated, satisfied with Garuda's service, and asked him to beg a boon, some reward. And Garuda, he asked that, I know that you are my master Krishna, Narayana, but you are in another form, where Hanuman is your exclusive servant. But if you are satisfied with my service in the least, I pray, please show the figure of my own beloved Lord Krishna. Then Ramchandra, the Hanuman is there, he can't tolerate. Does not matter, I shall manage. The Garuda with his plumes, or what is this?
Wings.
He created a temporary shed, and there Ramchandra showed Krishnamurti to Garuda. Of course, Hanuman could understand, and he promised, I shall also take revenge when my Lord will come as Krishna. And Hanuman did. Garuda, without the interference of Hanuman, Garuda managed. But how Hanuman took the revenge, that is a serious talk. Once Guru was asked by Krishna to collect 108 Nilotpal, this blue lotus. And Guru went to collect. It may be heard from that Kadarin by the in a lake which is very close to Hanuman's place, Kadadeva. Guru is going. Hanuman, he knew this. And on the way, he fell like an old, small monkey. He was there just on the way. Guru is passing over. But it is not a good etiquette to go over, crossing over any living being. So Guru asked the monkey, go away from my path. I don't like to jump over. He is also flying, not fly over. You please remove from my path. And he was not ordinary monkey, but Hanumanji himself. And he had the motive, resign. And he told, I am an old monkey, no power to move my limbs. Please go some other zigzag way or remove me from my position. I can't move. I am too old and don't feel uneasiness. Then Guru again requested with some heart, no, you don't know who am I. You monkey, go away. Clear my way, otherwise I shall teach you a lesson. What can I do? I am unable, infirm. I can't move my limb. So, don't be angry with me. What can I do? The Guru again threatening, but the same answer. Then what to do, Guru? Then I shall move you from the path. Yes, you may be right. I won't touch you by the fluttering of my wings. I shall move you far away. Yes, what you like, you may be right. Then Guru began. Now the British has attacked the Falkland or something.
Falkland Islands. Falkland Islands.
Falkland Island, with a big navy power. So Guru began to flutter his wings. But see, what is this? The fluttering of my wings can remove so many trees and things, but this small monkey can't be removed. What's the matter? Then he saw that not to speak of taking his body away, but even the the hairs on the body is not shivering. What's the matter? Then he had to come out with all his force, and with his back he caught him and said, but all failed. The play of Guru is finished. Then Hanuman arose. Hanuman rose and got hold of him and put him on the armpit. No, no, I have come. I have to come collect some blue lotus for my lord. He wants it. Who are you? You are disturbing me in this way or this way. Yes, yes, I shall manage for that. But keeping him under the armpit, Hanuman went to blue lotus and went to Dwarka. Began his journey towards Dwarka. Krishna is knowing everything. Yes, such things are going to happen. There is Rukmini and Satyabhama there. And the Sudarshan is watching the gate, the Sudarshan Chakra. There is Guru, the Sudarshan, and Devi Satyabhama. They had some conceit, some sort of pride in their mind, in their respective zone. And it was the will of Krishna to give some check to these three. Now, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, in this, with this slogan, Hanuman is approaching. Jai Ram, Sita Ram. Then Krishna asked Satyabhama, "You, Hanuman coming? I am taking the figure of Ramchandra, you take the figure of Sita." But Satyabhama could not. You can't do so, can't do so. Then ask Rukmini. Then Rukmini came and she took the Sita's figure. And what about Satyabhama? You go under this throne. Hide yourself. And this Sudarshan Chakra is there. He is just revolving near the door as a watchman. Hanuman, Jai Ram, Jai Ram. But no Ram here. Why do you go, monkey? No, no, my Ram is here, you do not know. No, I can't allow you. Then Hanuman just extended his finger within and suddenly make it so big that as a ring, that chakra lost his movement and it became a ring. a tight ring in the finger of Hanuman. With this, the guru in the armpit and in the hand, and yeah, anyhow, there are those blue lotus, and that ring blue lotus on Hanuman is entered. And then Hanuman, the Rukmini is there, she like Sita, Krishna like Ram. Hanuman saw, my Lord is here. He began to offer those blue lotus to the feet of Ramchandra. Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Then after that, Hanuman, my Lord, who is moving under the throne? What is this? What is this? What is this? No, no, you need not mind that. So, like Hanumanji, Krishna managed to check their pride. But as Krishna, we are told, of higher position than Ramachandra. But his attendants had some dishonor in the hands of Hanuman. The Hanuman's Dasharasa is very intensified and famous. Kopipati, Dashi Kopipati, it has been mentioned. Parikshit Savane Parikshit, Kirtane Sukadi Vaiyasaki Kirtane, then Sarane Parahad, Pujane Prithu, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevana Lakshmi Devi, Padasevana Archanam Bandane Okru, Bandan Asokhe Arjuna. Dashe Kopipati. Vandanam Padasivanam Archanam Vandanam Dasham. Dashe Kopipati. Sokhe Arjuna. And Sokho Arki, Sokho Atmanivedani Bodhi. The Hanuman has occupied the position of the Dasharasa. Ramachandra. Sita Devi and the Radharani. Their appearance of same type. Ram, Krishna and so many others, they are coming like human way. They are coming from the mother, father, mother. But Sita Devi did not come from the womb of the mother. When Rajarshi Janaka, he was lying the plow. Suddenly, on the end of that iron instrument on the plow, Sita Devi came out from the earth. Sita Devi suddenly came out from the earth. When the plow was handled by Rajarshi Janaka, suddenly she said, and Janaka crossed to her, to his palace, gave her to her queen, and Sita Devi was brought up there, and was bitten in the hands of Ramachandra. Radharani also, when Vrishabhanu Raj, the king of Vrishabhanu, went to take a bath in a lake, he found suddenly that one small girl, so beautiful, just floating on the lotus. The lotus is floating on the lake, and there is a small, beautiful girl there. He collected her to her queen. This beautiful girl. So both of them come not by ordinary way. Everything is possible. All subjective play, no objective incident. To understand all these so-called anomalies of our reason and understanding with that grand and infinite, the widest conception of subjective causal relation. That not any of the, all the objective incidents that are only the show from the subjective suggestions and display. So anything may happen. We have got our experience of puppy brain. We are proud of that, and we go to explain everything from the law of our meager experience of a negligent part of the infinity. We are accustomed to doing things like that. But in the beginning, we must big allude to all this experience. Lila Maha, what is the Sankalpa. In Bible also, that there water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. The creation begins, the existence also maintains. His will, Sankalpa, Satya Sankalpa. His will. Willing, thinking, feeling. Willing, thinking and feeling. From one cause, it comes out in three phases to us. And his will is the cause of existence, all possible. Now, we want to come to Sita Devi. Devi Bhuri Estare, perhaps the Sita Anavami, the birthday of Sita Devi. And Sita, our example, how many magnanimous. Of course, we may, many of us know the history. Sita was brought up there. His father was Rajarshi Janaka. Janaka, that is best as the name of the king, or the title of the king of that particular state. Janaka means father. These subjects of that state, they like to call their king by the name of their father. So everyone is Janaka. Janaka's son, he is also Janaka, just as Rana in the Udaipur. Rana, their name. Or Saha in the Mamadan state. Everyone, Saha means king, this Rana means king. Janaka means father, that is king. King father, Janaka. So Janaka, Videho, the state named by Videho. So he was also Rajarshi Janaka, he was a great sage, saintly man. So much so that Vyasadeva, he sent Sukhdev to finish his study from Janaka. And Sukhdev came to Rajarshi Janaka and got his, the finishing of his knowledge from him. That is Karma Yoga. Sukhdev was more tending towards renunciation. But Janaka was the type that he could deal with renunciation and the participation in the same manner. It is told that Janaka one hand put into fire, another hand put into the soft breast of a lady. He is enjoying or suffering, whatever you may say. Both sides he is attending. He is attending both sides. So, it is thought that even what is conceived to be the very lowest, he can connect him with that without any, incurring any bad connection from that. His position in such a central central plane, but from there, good and bad, both equal to them. She is above that, above that. So that was his position, like Karma Yoga in Gita. Murder, commit murder, but that may not. That may not connect you with the sin of murdering. This is possible. How? If you can connect with the center, And if you can allow yourself fully to be handled by the wave of the Supreme Will, only then and there you can show such practices. Otherwise not. Nirguna. From Nirguna Bhumika, if you are pressed in such position, such plane, your heart, your object, your aim, yourself, then whatever superficially is done by you, that has got no local meaning. However, universal value you always fetch. So, that was the father of Sita Devi. Anyhow, but the marriage of Sita Devi, that was a Swayambhar. Not exactly Swayambhar, but there was some ki bale, beer pond ke ki bale, some condition who can fulfill, he will get the card. What is that? There are some
contest.
Not contract. Some taste, sort of taste. The Mahadev gave his own bow to Janaka and told that we'll be able to break this bow. Bow, you know?
Yes.
Break this bow, he will get Sita Devi. That was a condition. A conditional marriage. Janak declared. And Vishwamitra, he knew everything. Before this, Vishwamitra went to Ajodhya and asked Dasarath, the king, that there is much disturbance between Ajodhya and Bihar, the Magad, that was a forest, and that was inhabited by the aborigines, that is the demons, Rakshasa. They are causing much disturbance to our sacrifices. So I want your son, Ramchandra and Lakshmana, control that disturbance you must give. Dasarath was so fond of Ram and Lakshman that he could not spare them. Rather, he handed over Bharat and Shatrughna in the hands of Vishwamitra. Then taking away from the capital, Vishwamitra put a question to Bharat Shatrughna. There are two ways to reach our position. One only by 6 days. 6 days. Another by 6 months. If we can go straight only by 6 days, we can reach the place. But that is very much disturbance in that way. There is another way that is very carved, but it will take 6 months. But the way is safe. Which way you like to go? Oh, the safe way, that is different. Then, no, this is not wrong. Neither Lakshman. He went back to King Dasarath. You have